everyone, and welcome to another episode of EDM Talk, a podcast dedicated to the electrical discharge machining industry. I'm your host, Ken Dworznik. EDM Talk is sponsored by Griffel Carbon Products. Today's episode of EDM Talk, we are joined by Griffel Corporation Southeast Regional Sales Manager, Chip Rowland. Today, we're going to continue a discussion from a previous podcast and dig deeper into EDM applications in the Southeast Territory. Chip, thanks for taking the time once again.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for having me.
Our first question for you today is a follow-up from a previous podcast. We previously spoke about different applications within the EDM industry. Talk about some of the applications you see regularly for EDM in the Southeast region.
Well, I would say in the Southeast region, because of, you know, aerospace and power gen, we do a lot of hot section work for EDM processes inside of turbines. See quite a bit of mold work also. There's some areas of higher concentration mold shops that we work with. We've got some, of course, medical molding in particular is busy right now. EDM job shops, there are a few of those that we work with. Yeah, I would say the EDM process industry across the Southeast is still pretty strong, despite the slowdown we've seen in aerospace recently.
Most recently as well, Chip, you had a few more states added to your territory, which included Texas and Louisiana, to name just a few more. What have you learned about these two areas since they were added to your territory?
Oklahoma and Texas in particular, or two, were oil patch processes for EDM or in high demand. Right now, the demand for oil overall is a little softer than we've seen in past years. But EDM used for non-destructive testing and for hard-to-machine components used in oil patch work or subsea work are still in demand. And those two areas are very involved with the development and manufacture of that type of product.
Little different question for you, Chip. Obviously, everyone is still learning to navigate through COVID-19 measures. Talk about some of the things you have learned during these past 6 months that can help you in your position for the future.
I would probably have to say just how susceptible to change everybody is. Every individual, every company has had to change their way of doing things as a result of the COVID. And I've been doing a lot more pure outreach, less sales, just trying to stay in touch with people and see how they are, letting them know that, you know, we're all in it together. And when things recover, that we'll be here for them. Used a lot more email, a lot more telephone, a lot more LinkedIn, social networking. You know, I've covered 12 states. That's all the coastal states and the Sun Belt states. So I spent a lot of time behind a windshield before all this happened. I'm missing that. I'm eager to get back out to it and get to see people once again. But I think everyone understands just how difficult it's been. And, you know, we're trying to get through it.
Oh, absolutely. You've been communicating on a regular basis with the Landrum, South Carolina facility for Griffel Carbon Products. Many people aren't that familiar with the facility. Talk about a few of the quick highlights about this facility.
That's a great facility, Ken. That's a good part of the country for the type of work we do, particularly for power gen and aero. The facility in Landrum has got milling, it's got turning, it's got grinding. And we've got a similar process or a shared process for shapes, angles, and radiuses that we have with the Westchester facility. So a lot of the aerospace electrodes can be produced there. And large warehouse space. So we've got excellent distribution capabilities there for saw cut or for precision blanks with excellent one-day UPS ground coverage to most of the Southeast. So you can call, you can order, we can process, and we get it shipped out and delivered pretty quickly out of the South Carolina location.
Chip, just a very quick follow-up question to my previous question before. Obviously, you're handling 12 different states, and many different people would be saying, oh my gosh, how do you do that? When you go and talk to the different states, are different areas dealing with different things when it comes to the pandemic and different applications for their industry?
I would say to a certain degree, you've got areas that have been hit harder than others. Georgia in particular, the higher population areas have been hit particularly hard. Florida, Texas have both seen areas with a high concentration of cases. It's difficult to pick one place over another because I think everyone's sharing in this thing. We're just trying to figure it out. But for me personally, I haven't seen the restrictions that some places up in the Northeast or maybe out West have seen, because population densities, by and large, are lower in the Southeast than some of your larger cities.
Chip, one final question for you. You've had the time throughout and being part of Grifel Carbon Products, as well as other people that are involved with LinkedIn. We appreciate the time and effort you've put together to kind of show different areas of who's hiring and what jobs are available and things like that. That sort of thing that you've put together, certainly very helpful in many different ways. Talk about some of the ways that you've put that together, how you came up with that idea for that, and how you've helped others with trying to find a job.
A lot of what we do is just trying to be looking for opportunities. And that's a bit self-serving in that regard. But as a byproduct of that, I put together a hiring activity registry that I maintain companies that are actively recruiting for EDM-related positions, a national EDM map with companies that do EDM work, whether it be for mold work or for aerospace. If somebody asks me, hey, who do you know that can help us out? I try to connect people that way. If a company is an apprenticeship program, for instance, would like to reach out to help their apprentices, whether it be with materials for training, you know, things, some samples to, for some test burns, or machine resources for fees and speeds, or settings in conjunction with the folks at POCO, we've got a lot of resources available to help your apprentices out or your new hires, or maybe you pick up a machine and you need to get it up and going. We know people that might be able to help with that. So the LinkedIn activity is really good in that regard because it allows us to reach a lot of people. We can share if somebody has a need in the community, we can share it very quickly that way. I've got a little over 4,000 viewers that I try to stay in touch with and try to share information when we have something that might be of interest to them.
Chip, if someone wants to contact you on applications or has questions, what's the best way to contact you?
You can contact me directly. Right now is the best way because I'm usually available. My number is 706-978-0969. That's by cell or text. Or you can reach me through the Grifel email at chip.rowland, that's R-O-W-L-A-N-D, at grifel.com. Or if you're on LinkedIn, you could probably just type in Chip and Grifel and come up in the search results there if you want to connect that way.
Chip, once again, thank you so much for the time and continue to stay safe, and we look forward to speaking with you soon.
Well, thank you, Ken. I appreciate it, and just want to say thank you to all your listeners for their faith in things getting better, and we'll be here when you need us.
You've been listening to EDM Talk, sponsored by Grifel Carbon Products. Please go to grifel.com/blog for previous episodes. You can also find EDM Talk on 7 different podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Thanks for listening to EDM Talk. Have a great week.